listening to CSR of One, I'm Courtney Brandt. There's no denying that the world has dramatically changed in the past few months, and the impact of what's happening has affected just about everyone in all walks of life. From being stuck away from home and in lockdowns, to people being furloughed worldwide, not to mention the actual health impacts of the pandemic. Enter Heather Harris, her husband, and their three children. Together, they launched Stop and Help just before we went into full lockdown. Heather was looking after a few children whose parents had been locked out of the country.
The more children I looked after, the more that seemed to join the pack of not being referred to me. So I spoke to DBS in Springs, Dubai British School Springs PTA, and I just said to them, I said, have we got any spare mums? Because I'm a bit short-handed. I've got too many kids. And then I ended up with this funny problem of too many mums and not enough kids to give them to look after. So I thought, brainwave, absolute brainwave. I'll start a Facebook page. If you want help, register for it. If you need help, register for it. So, you know, we could do a kindness exchange. You can give or you can receive. Well, that was in March 22nd. 11,000 people later, it's kind of been the most amazing journey. And I think what my discovery of this journey was that everybody wants to help, but the difficult thing about doing an act of kindness or wanting to help is find that person who needs help. So we just made the process simple, really.
So from one woman's idea, yours, your family's involved, but also do you have, I guess, talk us through those earliest days of how, was it just a rumor? I mean, I think of, you know, like I'm in the Springs Facebook group and you hear a lot of things for that and then you hear. Was it just all word of mouth of how this grew?
It was pretty much word of mouth to start with. It got pushed out through social media and it just literally took off. I think once people were locked down, and the great thing with people being in the house is that they read social media, they have time to do things, they want to do something because they've got time. And I think we were just the right place at the right time with the right offering. And then people joined in as volunteers. So obviously the family did a very small start. Gulf News picked up the story, which was amazing, and that spread word quite widely. National did a little story, and then people sort of said, can we come and volunteer? And since then we've got the most amazing PR people who, you know, you couldn't afford to pay, and they're just, come on, we'll help you, we'll do it for free, we'll send those stories out there. And it's just been incredible.
It has. And you, I think a friend of mine helped with, you did a really good push for Father's Day. Who came up with that one? Was that a PR initiative? Was it yours?
No, it definitely wasn't mine. I looked at the international days and I said, come on, we can jump on those. And I think Hannah came up with the idea for the Father's Day, and, you know, just give it back. Just, you know, show your father how much you love him by showing him what he's taught you and support another family. And I think while people are locked in, they didn't really want another pair of socks. They didn't really want another golf ball. So it was a really great idea because I can do something really useful. I can make a difference, and I don't need to go and shop in the malls, you know. So there was a sort of element of laziness going on there as well, but also just celebrating fathers.
So now, if I'm a member of the community that's listening and I want to help, and I want to gift something, that I would go, you have a website, and what does my gift do for another family? How does it kind of walk me through? I mean, I already feel good about the whole thing, but what exactly am I putting that money and that gift towards?
Okay, so it's a kindness exchange. So basically you can decide whatever you'd like to do as an act of kindness. At the moment, the basic need is food, clearly, okay. Because that's been brought about by COVID, by the fact that, you know, people have just got no money, no income. So the huge growth has been food. But we've done things like birthday parties, we've done interview suits, you know, there's been a whole load of other things going on, but the food one is the main one. So what you do is you go onto our Facebook page, you download I Would Like to Give Kindness, and there's a little form there, you enter your details. Then whoever needs kindness, so anyone who needs groceries or needs an interview suit or whatever it is, they're registering on a recipient's form. We shove it all into this huge help desk support system, for want of being more technical, because technology isn't really my thing. We do a little bit of magic there and we match you with a family in need. So we quite simply send you the family's details. Now, it's a bit like turning things on its head, because you're now supporting somebody and you're getting feedback from them, which is the most amazing feeling. You're not just throwing money into some amazing pot. Yeah. You're actually getting to know somebody, you're getting to see the difference that whatever you give them has made. And you could give them as little as a bag of rice and some milk, or as much as, you know, you give them a roast beef and you can give them chicken and give them whatever you want. It's to your budget, it's to whatever you can do for them. And the families are so grateful and so humble. They always send like a little letter or a note or a picture, and it's just, the feeling is just immense. It's just fantastic.
And of course, there's the flip side to this with redundancies happening. You know, we're kind of in an unavoidable place right now. But if I'm a family that needs the help, is there a similar form that I might be able to fill out? And you're basically, the door is open, and if you need help, you can come to us.
Absolutely. We don't judge. We take everyone for every single nationality. And the first question is, what can we do to help? And it could be anything. You know, we've got people, we've got mums who've lost jobs that were having, they had health insurance when they started, they've lost their jobs, they're now having babies, they've got no health insurance, they've got no items for the babies, they've got no cribs, they've got no nappies. So, you know, it can be anything as basic as that, right the way through to, you know, writing CVs, we're able to do that, sharing jobs. You know, it is, what can we do to help? Who's got that kindness to match that need?
Gotcha. So if you're a professional who wanted to do some pro bono work of any basically profession whatsoever, your help is needed.
Oh yes, sign up with us today. That's amazing. We literally need everybody from every industry, and you know, anyone who's got jobs who can sort of support anyone. We've got, you know, we've got basic people with basic skills right the way through to professional skills with us. You know, whatever you've got, if you can offer some kind of help, kindness that will help someone, let us know, please, and we will match you, I promise.
Is this completely new territory, or are you just like me, maybe I'm organized, so I've got that going for me.
I think I've always been involved in helping people. It's kind of, I was very involved as a child with sort of local community charities and drives within the UK, and sort of an awful lot of sort of, I suppose I made a lot of forward movement in mental health and physical handicap charities there. So I've always been involved in charity my entire life. It's just something I really enjoy doing. I mean, here it's been kind of dogs rehoming, I guess, which I know a lot of us are kind of into at the moment.
You're speaking to somebody who's very actively involved in that, yes.
But in terms of exchanging kindness on this platform, no, this has just kind of come out of nowhere, and it's grown into something that's just been amazing.
I'm also curious, and we've spoken to other guests about this, but how did you involve your family? Because children, there's every age, there's something appropriate where a child or young adult could get involved. So how did you involve your family? Were you just like, we're doing this? Or did they want to get involved?
I think my family is so used to me having these madcap schemes. They kind of just follow. The good thing about family is they're free, they're available, they're around you 24 hours. So they were just press ganged into work. And, you know, the kids were sort of we were on Excel sheets when we started because it wasn't that many people. So they were updating Excel sheets. They were loading boxes to make sure we had food to hand out to people. They were kind of phoning volunteers to make sure that people could deliver. They were doing collection drives. And they've just been amazing. I mean, they're 14, 15 and 22. So they are old enough to know. And I think it's been a really good experience for them. I'm not sure they'd agree, but I think it's been a really good experience for them.
And for younger volunteers, I do see a gap sometimes in the UAE that there aren't that. What would you say for those who were younger that wanted to help?
You've got children that are here during the summer. You've got children doing Duke of Edinburgh and international awards. Let us know, because there is definitely a post, whether they want to do social media, work with one of the amazing marketing ladies we've got, just do the fresh desk, the administration. It's really, really good vital experience that they can put on their UCAS forms. They can use their time wisely. And there's a reason for them to get out of bed other than to play on computer games.
Switching to kind of a more traditional CSR outlook, is there maybe a need in the community from a grocery outlet or a storage or anything we can kind of ask, put out into the universe?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think what we're really looking for at the moment, we're trying to streamline the shopping experience. So we're putting through an awful lot of business to grocery stores. And what we really need is we really need a company that would like to kind of partner with us in a way and streamline that process to make it much easier. It's very frustrating. You want to give kindness and then you spend an hour and a half trying to upload the shopping, and then you can't check out at the end of it. And there are, you know, we all know that there's glitches with delivery and everyone's had to expand and change the way they work. So there's that online, but we would love to partner with somebody who'd really like to get involved with us.
I know it's very new, but do you have any favorite kind of connections that have happened so far? And I won't limit you to just one unless one really sticks out for you, but moments that were really special where people came together or somebody in the community surprised you.
I think that's really hard, because I think every day we're surprised. It's, you know, when we set up, I literally set up with a target of 50 families, and I thought 50 would be phenomenal. We've actually got, you know, we've got 11,000 families on our register needing help. We've got 6,500 donators who are sort of working actively with us. And it's kind of every day you bury your heads in your hands and you just go, oh, I can't do this. I haven't got enough people. And the next day, the inbox has gone ping, 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 ping. And you just go, where did you come from? It's just like the universe just really wants to make this happen with us, you know.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I can only imagine that. I think people, it's a weird time and you see that your neighbor might be going through something and you don't know the right way to help. And this is a way to really action something that is a kindness exchange, exactly like you said.
And I think, you know, the people that we're helping particularly, they're the people that used to serve you coffee, they're your gym instructors, they're people that you know in the community, your school, LSAs, and suddenly they've got nothing. And, you know, we're talking, we've got phone calls. In fact, I did a video where I burst into tears because I had a child that wrote and said, please help my parents. They've got absolutely nothing. And they're so scared. And this child was 10 years old. And you're just like, oh, my God, that has just made me feel so sad. And then we've got, you know, I'll wake up in the morning to a phone call from a man that says, my child's cried all night because I've got no food to feed them. And, you know, it's those sort of things that actually... you can help. You know, you can make this not be a problem for someone. And you know, I've got a gentleman yesterday, and he was evicted from his house. He was going to be on the street, 300 dirhams, and his life has changed. And we're not allowed to exchange value, obviously, but you know, people can do kindness, and they can make sure that that happens, and they can make sure that he's got somewhere to live, and that family, their life is literally transformed. You know. It's that simple.
It is. And I think the thing that I've seen in recording all these episodes, I'd like to think that if I see one person in the community doing this, and then you see that and you want to help the next person, it's really a domino effect. So by nature of you setting this up and seeing all the coverage that's come through, and something as simple as a Father's Day, like exactly like you said, who needs another pair of socks when you could feed a family? People just need an outlet for that, and you've provided one within 3 months.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
where did that time go? And I think when you're having a rough time, and I think lots of people are struggling at the moment, even if they've not lost jobs, just being in their houses, to be able to do something that's good, it just gives you those sort of endorphins that makes you think, actually, the world's not a bad place. I've done something amazing, and I feel amazing for doing it. So that's been a really positive out of it.
Absolutely. I think it would lead you to do it. It's not a one-time thing. I'm certain you have people who are doing this, not on a one-time only basis. This is ongoing, and you probably have people from the beginning.
Yes, we have a lot of people that signed up for what we call a helper family scheme. So that means that they will literally support a family for 4 weeks. So every week they've sent groceries. And that just means that family, for those 4 weeks, they've not had to worry about eating. Yes, okay, they've got lots of other problems, but eating isn't one of them at the moment, you know.
You'd like to think in 2020, you know, and as you mentioned, a modern country, that wouldn't be an issue. But, you know, if you don't have a salary, then and you might have gone through your savings because this looks different every week, then you don't know. And just like you said, if you have children, the last thing you want to do is worry about that sort of thing.
And I think here, a lot of people are on very, very, very low wages. They live to that wage. And yes, they survive, but they don't have savings. So when they didn't get their paycheck in March, they didn't get their paycheck in May, they didn't get it in April, you know, it's June, they're 4 months, they have nothing.
As of the time of our recording, Stop and Help is now a team of 50 volunteers and growing, and have managed to match close to 3,000 families across the Emirates with people who can provide support.
The idea of Stop and Help is to have a legacy so that something positive has come out of this whole experience. We've all worked so hard. There's like 50 or 60 volunteers all kind of piled in on this at the moment. And I think, you know, we don't want all of that hard work to go to waste. So one of the things is to have a legacy that whatever crisis you face in the future, if it's a short-term crisis, you've got somewhere to go. So we've got counsellors, we've got legal team, we've got doctors, we've got nutritionists, we've got people on hand that are always going to be there to be able to plug that need in the short term. And then we're also sort of farming out that, you know, we want to address mental health, we want to address nutritional issues, we want to address housing issues, we want to address education, because one of the other problems is that as people have had babies without finance, mm-hmm. there's a lot of undocumented babies that are going to be left here. Those undocumented babies haven't got vaccinations. They're not going to be eligible for education. So you've got this whole kind of social fracture that 2 years down the line is going to be massive if we don't advocate for it now. So that's one of the things that I'm very, very passionate about, is advocating to make sure change comes in now, because 2 years' time, it's too late. And I think, you know, it's very important to emphasise is that kindness comes in every possible shape and size. You know, we had a little boy who donated a cricket bat with instructions how to play cricket. I mean, yeah, you just want to pick him up and hug him, you know, but that's kindness. That is absolutely pure kindness, you know, right at the start, right the way through to somebody who sort of said, right, OK, I want to support that family. Here's a and they gave a massive amount of money directly to that family to ensure they were OK. And, you know, that is just, it's like kindness. It doesn't matter what size. It doesn't matter how deep your pockets are. You can help in some way.
Yeah, and I've seen so much in the community in the past month, different, just from all different places. People seem to be responding on a level I've lived here for 13 years that I've never seen before. I think there have always been people that have been socially conscious or socially minded, but it's now more than ever. And for people like you that are giving them a place to direct that, that's to me been the missing kind of element. That it's not to say there were not people on hard times 6 months ago. There always have been, but we haven't had a place to push that energy. So thank you so much for having it. Is there anything we can add or you can ask for?
I think just please, you know, just pledge some kindness, and that's all we need. It really is. You know, my daughter made a bid that she said, you know, if I don't have Starbucks coffees for 5 days, that will feed a family for a week. And it literally is that amount of luxury that you...
We don't really know how long this crisis will last and understand that it won't be a quick recovery. Financial pressures affect families in so many ways, and your help could ease someone's burden at a time like this. If you are able to help with a donation, please fill in the simple form, which is available at the Stop and Help Facebook page, and there will be a link in our show notes, and the team will connect you to a family in need of help. If you request it, they'll keep your donation anonymous. This episode of CSR of One was hosted by me, Courtney Brandt, and produced by Chirag Desai, with support from Abhishek Venkat. You can find all of our previous episodes and this new season in your favorite podcast player or by visiting us on the web at csrof.one and also follow us on Instagram at csrof1. Until next week, remember to be nice out there on social media. Think about sharing something for someone else. Goodbye.